Listen to this news. Indonesia boosts LPG downstreaming with new facilities to reduce import reliance. To reduce Indonesia's dependence on imported liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM, is hastening efforts to advance LPG downstreaming. The initiative, led by ESDM Minister Bala Lahadalia, focuses on bolstering domestic production capabilities, thereby minimizing the need for foreign-sourced LPG. During a press conference on Monday, November 4, 2024, Minister Bala stressed the importance of building local infrastructure for LPG production. "That'll be possible if we mandate the downstreaming of LPG," he stated. Central to this initiative is the establishment of local LPG production plants, which will be primarily managed by Indonesia's state-owned energy company, PT Pertamina, with additional input from private sector participants. "I will discuss with Pertamina to determine their role and the involvement of the private sector in accelerating this industrialization process," he added. Indonesia has significant resources that support this shift, including an estimated 1.8 million barrels of propane, C3, and butane, C4, crucial components for LPG manufacturing. Bala underlined the government's dedication to optimizing these domestic assets, asserting that relying more on local resources could substantially decrease the nation's dependence on imports. The ESDM ministry is also exploring options to enhance LPG's versatility by converting it into dimethyl ether, DME, an alternative fuel that the government aims to produce extensively by 2035. While Bala expressed optimism about integrating DME into the LPG downstreaming process, he clarified that DME conversion is encouraged but not mandated. Global events: China opens doors wider, 7th Import Expo welcomes global giants.